I feel like doing anything without prayer is like trying to chop down a tree with an axe handle. It just is a lot of effort, but not very effective.
Have you discovered the difference that prayer can have on your neighborhood? Today on Making Your Life Count, Debbie McGoldrick says caring enough to pray for your neighbors is where it all begins.
My heart for my neighbors is to pray for them, number one. And I just want to give you a couple examples. When a house goes for sale, I pray, God, keep out all evil, that He would bring somebody hungry for the gospel, or that He would bring a like-minded believer into my neighborhood. So my next door neighbor's house went up for sale, and a young married couple moved in.
Debbie saw an opportunity for God to move in a special way.
We had them over for dinner, and we just built a really wonderful relationship. And over time, the wife came to know Christ. And really, through her coming to Christ, her husband came back to the faith. And probably one of the most significant neighborly gatherings was when they invited my husband and I to dinner to introduce them to their parents. They just wanted us to meet their family.
It wasn't long before Debbie realized she was an answer to prayer.
The husband's mother took me aside in the laundry room with tears streaming down her face, said, "I've been praying that my son would come back to Christ." And I was an answer to the mother's prayer. And it was just the most electric, I can't even express the joy that it brought to see God answering two prayers all at the same time.
Changed life stories. We all love them, don't we? For more, go to crew.org. That's CRU.org.